Everyone's asking if Rag is dead now that context windows are massive. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 214. I'm Izzo, Boone's here, and we're cutting through the hype around retrieval augmented generation.
Right, because suddenly everyone's like, just stuff everything into the context window and call it a day.
But that's not how real products work. I'm seeing teams struggle with this exact choice. RAG versus fine-tuning versus just cramming docs into prompts.
And the answer isn't universal. It depends on your data, your latency requirements, and honestly, your budget.
So let's break this down. Boone, remind me how RAG actually works under the hood.
You're splitting knowledge into chunks, embedding those chunks into vectors. Then at query time, you're doing similarity search to pull relevant context before generating.
The chunking part trips people up, though.
A huge pain point. Do you chunk by sentence, paragraph, semantic boundaries? Each choice affects retrieval quality dramatically.
And then there's the embedding model choice.
Exactly. OpenAI's text embedding 3 large versus something like BGE large. Completely different retrieval results for the same query.
From a product perspective, RAG makes sense when your knowledge base changes frequently, like support docs or internal wikis.
But fine-tuning wins when you need the model to internalize patterns, not just recall facts. Think code generation or domain-specific reasoning.
What about the hybrid approach? I keep hearing about that.
You fine-tune on your domain patterns, then use RAG for dynamic facts. Best of both worlds, but obviously more complex to maintain.
The complexity is real. Most teams I know started with simple RAG and are now rethinking everything.
Because context windows change the game. GPT-4 Turbo with 128K tokens. You can fit entire code bases in there.
But at what cost? Literally.
Right. Token costs scale linearly. RAG lets you keep context focused and costs predictable.
Plus latency. Processing 100K tokens takes time.
And attention dilution is real. The model performs worse on needle and haystack tasks as context grows.
So we're not in post-RAG world yet.
Not even close. RAG still wins for knowledge-heavy applications where you need precise retrieval.
What about vector database choice? That seems like the infrastructure everyone's focused on.
Pinecone versus Weavy8 versus just throwing vectors in Postgres with pgvector. Each has different trade-offs for scale and query patterns.
I'm giving RAG a solid B+ right now. Still relevant, but you need to be thoughtful about when to use it.
Fair grade. It's not the default anymore, but it's definitely not obsolete.
All right, build next. What should people actually go experiment with? Start with LangChain's RAG template. Get a basic pipeline running with your own docs and compare retrieval quality across different embedding models. And try fine-tuning a smaller model, like Mistral 7B, on your domain data. See how it compares to RAG for your specific use case. Also benchmark this stuff properly. Use RAGAS or similar frameworks to measure retrieval accuracy, not just vibes. Adding that to my adding